Lesson 3, the past tense verb, al-fi'l al-madi. The past tense verb describes actions or events that have already occurred. This lesson introduces the idea of verb conjugation and also introduces the idea of verbs in both the active and the passive voice. Before moving on, it's very important that these concepts be firmly grasped because they will be repeated over and over again. Although Table 3.1 clearly illustrates the suffixes used when conjugating the past tense verb, the student must memorize Table 3.2 before moving to Lesson Number 4. Once Table 3.2 is memorized, then the endings used to conjugate the verb will become second nature to the student. Table 3.2 should be memorized in the following manner. Fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alat, fa'alata, fa'alna. Fa'alta, fa'altuma, fa'altum. Fa'alti, fa'altuma, fa'altunna. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Fu'ila, fu'ila, fu'ilu. Fu'ilat, fu'ilata, fu'ilna. Fu'ilta, fu'iltuma, fu'iltum. Fu'ilti, fu'iltuma, fu'iltunna. Fu'iltu, fu'ilna. Ma fa'ala, ma fa'ala, ma fa'alu. Ma fa'alat, ma fa'alata, ما فعلنا ما فعلت ما فعلتما ما فعلتم ما فعلت ما فعلتما ما فعلتن ما فعلت ما فعلنا ما فعل ما فعلا ما فعلوا ما فعلت ما فعلتا ما فعلنا ما فعلت ما فعلتما ما فعلتم ما فعلت ما فعلتما ما فعلتن ما فعلت مَا فُعِلْنَا. In certain instances, the meanings of the conjugations of this table may seem awkward. For example, فُعِلْتَ, you were done. Another way to translate this might be, you were acted upon. Now this conjugation, or at least the meaning of this conjugation, is somewhat awkward. However, as we progress through the text, these will become clearer, especially when we reach the final lesson and learn new verbs which we will then run through these charts. For example, the verb daraba means he hit, and when taken through the passive for this particular conjugation, duribta would mean you were hit. It is very important that you memorize the table exactly as I have recited it, because remember that the fundamental basis of progress in this methodology is that you memorize patterns and you memorize sounds. So as you memorize these tables, the sounds of the endings that appear on each of the different conjugations will be later transferred to new verbs. Only when this table is mastered will you be able to then substitute new verbs into these different conjugations. Once you feel comfortable with this particular table and can recite it comfortably and with fluency, you may move to lesson number 4.